Today let us talk about the topic of Lo Yisvaharu Eish B'chol Mosh V'Osechem B'yem HaShabbos. This week's parasha. The beginning of Vayakel is introduced with the mitzvah of Shmirah Shabbos. Rashi explains, Moshe Rabbeinu, before they actually began to build the Mishkan, he told them that the building of the Mishkan is not Doiche Shabbos. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he gives them one example. You want to know what Shabbos is all about? I'll tell you what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is Lo Sivaharu Eish B'chol Mosh V'Osechem B'yom HaShabbos. Do not light fire on Shabbos in all of your dwelling places. Have here an article, RJJ Journal, an old RJJ Journal from 1993. The topic is electrically produced fire or light in positive commandments, by Rabbi Howard Jachter and Rabbi Michael Browdy. Okay, so this is, you know Rabbi Jachter? You know Rabbi Jachter?
Yes, he lives on Churchill Road.
Okay, he's a very big Talmud
Chacham. He's also the Rav. They have a Sfardim shul in
Tivek. Yeah, Sfardim. He's the Rav.
And he's at TABC, and I think he's on the best in Elizabeth.
Who?
Wow.
Who?
Very
who?
Active. Jackson. Right, Howard Jachter. So they have here this excellent article discussing, even though it's been a long time since this article has been printed and a lot of new technology has been introduced, but the issues and the topic, the discussion is very relevant. The issue of electricity, light that is produced through electricity, is this a violation of what the Torah says? Lo sivaharu eish b'chol mosh v'osechem b'yom HaShabbos. Are you allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos? Obviously the answer is no, absolutely not. You're not allowed to turn on the lights, but the question, we have to understand what exactly is the nature of electrical... No, so that's a machlokes ha-poskim. According to most poskim, an incandescent light bulb, which is becoming very rare in these days, right, is an iser d'oraisa. The reason being is because an incandescent light bulb has a filament, and the filament becomes red hot. It's red hot, which is a malacha deraisa, where if you were to take a piece of metal and you would heat up a coal or a piece of metal and you would heat it up to a point where it's burning hot, that is a deraisa. That's clear.
Is that fire?
That is, yes, that is considered to be ish, yes. Burning hot coal is considered to be in halacha ish. However, what you're saying is very good. You're making another point, and what you realize is that it's not the machlokes ha-poskim. Okay, I don't have all the details, so you have to give me some leeway, but it's not necessarily an av melacha. There's something called an av melacha, and there's a tolda. In Masechta Shabbos, there are 39 avos melachos, but there are unlimited number of tolados. And the Gemara says, what is an afkamina between doing an av and a tolda? An afkamina is if you do two avos, you have two separate korbanos. If you do an av and it's tolda, you only chayiv one. So if a person were to light a fire, light a match, that's an av.
What is that, like
a derivative. A secondary. Like, so for example, a person were to sew and were to turn on a light, how many korbanos would he be obligated to bring? Two. Because these are two separate melachos. There's an isser of sewing on Shabbos, and there's an isser of lighting a match on Shabbos. They're two completely separate averos. But what happens if a person were to light a candle and would also cause a piece of metal to become glowing hot? You would do something to make a piece of metal burning hot. So the making a piece of metal burning hot is a toilada of lighting a match. So you only chayiv one carbon chadas. Now, there's almost no practical nafkamina halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh if something is classified as an av or a toilada. But it's interesting to take note, which I want to use. These are some very fascinating points he makes. We'll come to it in a few moments. But there is basically taking a lighting, turning on an incandescent light bulb, according to most poskim, is an iser de'oraisa, but it's a toilada. It's not an av melacha. There's the same chiv karis. There's the same chiv skila. It's the same category as an isser deraisa, but it's not the av melacha. The av melacha is a real fire with real combustion, with real fuel, that a real fire, we know a real fire, taking a piece of metal and causing it to turn glowing hot, which can bring the same harm and can do the same thing that a fire can do, it's not an av melacha.
So we will, if you use electricity but you're not producing heat, that's okay.
Okay, we're going to come to that. You're using electricity and there's no combustion, so like fluorescent lights. You're causing a gas to ignite in a way that it produces light. Or what about today LED lights? Or what about LCD? What?
What? We don't even know what that means.
Well, now we know what it means. I mean, LED.
Yeah, but what is it? Light emitted the diode. It's a diode. But what does the diode mean?
It's some type of gas. It's a gas which comes in contact.
No,
it's similar to fluorescent. It's similar to fluorescent, where there's some type of it causes light and there's very little, almost no heat. On some of the lower the certain types of LED lights, not all. Some of them do have heat. Wherever it is. Okay. Now, so the issues here are as follows. Let's just break up the issues. The issues. This article discusses a couple of very inyanim in halacha. Let's discuss. Number one, okay, let's turning on the light on Shabbos. Turning on incandescent light bulb on Shabbos is clearly an iser deraisa, according to the vast majority of poskim, because the filament is burning hot. You're making a red hot coal. This is an iser deraisa, a toloda. It's not an ava, but it's a melacha deraisa. Fluorescent is a machlokes apayiskim. I remember being told years ago that Rabbi Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was of the opinion that a fluorescent light is the same exact iser deraisa as an incandescent bulb, because in a fluorescent bulb, on the very, very tip, you have to know how all these things work. He was a scientist. There's a piece of metal. There's a very small piece of metal which gets burning hot, which ignites the gas in the bulb to light up. That is a filament which is no different
really
than.
It doesn't light it because there's no oxygen.
Okay.
It excites the molecules and you see the molecules.
But it becomes burning hot. Well, then in the filament also it doesn't ignite. The filament also just gets burning hot. Inside a fluorescent bulb, Rybelsky says there is a little teeny piece of metal which gets burning hot. And that is enough to qualify as an iser deraisa. If I'm not mistaken, that is a minority opinion. If I'm not mistaken, the vast majority of the poskim can hold that the degree of heat of metal that becomes burning hot in the fluorescent bulb is insignificant to be considered to be melacha deraisa, and therefore turning on fluorescent lights is not necessarily a melacha deraisa, but at least is an iser derabanan. At least it's the complex, which I'm not familiar, I don't know, he doesn't explain the way it works. But it's Nisa Derabban at least. Okay, but let's put that aside for the moment, because all the other ideas we want to throw out. Number one, we have over here, there's a prohibition to light a fire on Shabbos. Very good. There are other areas in halacha that also require fire. For example, the mitzvah of hadlokas ner Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, you have to light a candle before Shabbos begins in order that there should be shalom bayis. Can you light an electric light for the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos? Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is a very serious mitzvah. You make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedushan B'mitzvah Sivanu Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos. It's the bracha says it all. Ner Shel Shabbos. What exactly is the precise meaning of Ner Shel Shabbos? Let's go to another issue. Mitzvah Shabbos. We recite Havdalah. Havdalah is a mitzvah derabban. We make a bracha. The bracha we make is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Boirei Me'orei Ha'esh. Now notice the nusach of the bracha is different than the nusach of Friday. Friday you make the bracha L'halik Ner Shel Shabbos, and when it comes to mitzvah Shabbos, it's Esh. The word you use Esh.
But Ner doesn't necessarily imply Esh.
Exactly. And when you make Havdalah, we have a halacha that you're supposed to have an avuka. You're supposed to have a lechatchila torch, which means more than one wick coming together with the other torch. How does all this play out when it comes to Shabbos? Another example. There's a mitzvah of Hanukkah candles. Asher kedushan b'mitzvah v'tzvah l'halik ner shel Hanukkah. That bracha is very similar to the mitzvah of ner Shabbos. But it's not exactly the same because the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles is a zecher for the candles that were miraculously lit in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's one thing is for sure. In the Beis HaMikdash, they did not have incandescent bulbs, as far as we know.
But you weren't there, how do you know?
And they didn't have fluorescent. We have a right to assume. We weren't there, but we have a right to assume there were no LED, there were no halogen lights and fluorescents and incandescent. There was traditional oil. There was a nair, a receptacle with fuel and a wick. There are three parts. There's a nair, there's a psila, and there is shemen. So how do the laws of electricity, which we're assuming is Aish, play out with regard to Chanukah? Next Shaila. The next Shaila is in regard to, let's discuss, broiling livers, kashrus. There's a halacha that when it comes to a liver, you have to, if you want to eat liver, it requires tzli. You have to broil the liver to extract
blood.
The blood. How do you broil? What's the mitzias? You light a fire, right? Isn't that the traditional way to broil something? In ancient times, you light a fire, you produce esh. Esh has heat, and the heat draws out the blood. What happens if we have an electronic broiler? You have some coils, metal coils. This didn't exist in ancient times, such a thing like this. You have coils which are heated through electricity. They're constantly being reignited through his.
But coils are the same as incandescent filaments.
Coils are, but who's okay? Let's see. Let's discuss. So if you have an electric broiler, what is the status? What is the status when it comes to kashering liver? Okay, and the fifth question, I forgot what the fifth question is. Give me one moment to remind myself. There's one more issue. Chanukah, broiling, Havdalah. Okay, what was the other one? Let me see if I can remember. Oh, Bedikas Chometz. How could I forget? Bedikas Chometz. Or la arba also boitkim es chometz la or haner. Or haner. So these are the five topics that Rabbi Jachter and Rabbi Browdy discuss. Let's review. Lahalik ner shel Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos. Avuka. Boire meoire hoesh. Chanukah candles. Lahalik ner shel Chanukah. Broiling meat, liver, kashering meat through broiling, and bedikas chametz. So what are all the rules? So basically, we have some of these things, some work and some don't work. For lighting ner shel Shabbos, most poskim hold the ikur is there should be or. Now you have to let's break down a candle. Let's break down a typical candle. When you have a regular candle, what do you have? You have, number one, you have light. There's aura. There's light. You can see, right? Number two, there's heat. There's heat. Intense. You get burnt. You don't want to touch it. There's intense heat. Number three, there's combustion. There's a fuel. There's a fuel that is being consumed in order to produce heat and which, in turn, produces light. Combustion, correct? There's combustion. So now the question is, and where is the fuel? The fuel is local. I don't need to come on to fuel from another source. When it comes to Ner Shabbos, what's the ikar? Is the ikar heat? No such thing. No, the only thing that counts when it comes to Ner Shabbos is light. Lichtigkeit. It should be light. That's the only thing that counts. Therefore, many poskim are very lenient, and they are of the opinion that you can make a bracha on electricity for sure. You can on an incandescent bulb, because an incandescent bulb for sure it has the status of Aish. So many poskim indeed are very, they're even more makel, and they say that even if you have let's say a fluorescent and you have LED, like they have now in the hospitals, they have these little tea lights that are electronically powered, and you turn them on, there's no heat at all, at least something you can detect. And it provides illumination, that would be sufficient. This is the general consensus of most poskim, because the ikur of Chazal's Ratzon on Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos is not the heat, it's not It's not the combustion. It's the fact that you should do something to produce a light. Now, the problem, though, is here's an interesting shaila. Why don't you make a bracha when you give tzedakah? Why don't you give a bracha when you give mishloach manos? Why don't you give a bracha because who says the recipient is going to want to accept? If you say, oh, you're my chefza the mitzvah, I want to give you tzedakah, baruch atah Hashem, kinim el-cholam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvahs v'mitzvah mitzvah tzedakah. Here you go.
$1 million.
The guy says, I don't want, leave me alone. So it turns out that you made a bracha levatala. Anytime you make a bracha, and it's not 100% under your control, you don't make a bracha. Therefore, there's a problem with lighting candles, electric candles Friday night. Lighting the candles needs electricity. The electricity is not under your control. It's true they have a very good track record. Uptime is 99.9%. But it doesn't make a difference. If you give someone like $1 million, what are the chances they're not going to take $1 million? This guy is dirt poor. He needs the money. He even told you in advance he's going to take the money. He even told you before. That's right. Well, I'll answer. I mean, you'll give me the money. I'll take the money. It doesn't matter. The Mitzvah says when you make a bracha, you have to be in the driver's seat. If you're not in control, then you don't make a bracha. So some question, it's not la halacha, this is just something to throw out. Some question that lighting Friday night electric candles for halakas ner Shabbos is a problem with the bracha because you are not the baal habas on the electricity. The electricity is dependent, even if there's a guarantee, there's a track record, it's in their interest. They don't want to be sued, they don't want to lose money, they're not going to turn off the lights, everything is fine, the weather is good, everything is good, everything, it doesn't matter. Halacha says you have to be in control. Lamai nafkamina. The nafkamina is that if you have a battery pack, you have a flashlight, you're lighting, you have generators, or it's under your control, then you upgrade the problem of making a bracha on lighting such candles. Okay, now there's another issue. The other issue is, oh, I just forgot. What? Why? What do you? He's the person is making it for himself. The person's bracha is good because he's in control. No, you don't have to be chayish for that. No, I'll call derech hateva. You're in control. You don't need another person to do anything for you. Electricity. I need the government. I need the government. I need the city. I need the government to produce. There are other human beings that have the option of turning off the switch. I'm not the only baal habas. Even though we know it's not going to happen, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
But with the battery operated tea lights that they have now, battery may not work.
It will work. Why won't it work? Al derech hateva. Will it work?
If you use it more than the number of times, you don't know if it's going to die after.
No, we're assuming you're right. That's a problem. So then you shouldn't use it. You're right. You shouldn't. But if you have a battery, which is a good battery, al derech hateva, it's going to last a half an hour into Shabbos. Al derech hateva, I'm the baal habas. It's mine. It was given to me. I'm in control. It's fine. It's producing aur. It's producing light, even though it's not my traditional, the classic type of light that was time of Chazal. And even though we're making a bracha l'halik ner, it's a problem because ner is not a precise word for flashlight. Is that really what you call the ner? You have to loosely translate a receptacle which produces light. It's going to be considered. It's going to be considered ner. After, but you're making that's a technical issue. That's a tell because you can't make a bracha on the Michal Shabbos. But it doesn't matter. You're making the bracha, but it doesn't matter. It's not the endurance of this fuel is not in my control. It's not in my control. It's going to come from someone. It depends upon someone else. Again, halacha l'maisa, we don't accept it. Halacha l'maisa, you can make a bracha on electricity as well. That's perfectly fine. These are just some things that are thrown out, ha'aros, that are thrown out in the process of why some poets can have a hard time with these issues. Okay, let's just jump around. Let's go to Havdalah. What are the issues with Havdalah? Havdalah, there used to be a minhag, records here, there was a very popular minhag in Europe. He quotes many gedolim, Rav Yoshe ben Soloveitchik, he himself said that he saw Rav Chaim Oizer do this. Rav Chaim Oizer Gudinsky did this, and the other, as he read, it was very common, bedafka, they would make Havdalah on electricity, on incandescent bulbs, Mitzvah Shabbos, in order to teach the Hamoinam that electricity is fire, is Esh. Because it seems that when electricity first was invented, not everyone really understood the nature, how it works, and what are the issues. Not everyone was learned. And people were very willing to turn on the lights on Shabbos. So in order to go out of the way and to show people, no, you can't turn on the lights on Shabbos. It's Chil Shabbos, Deraisa. They instituted, became the minhag in the communities, which spread and became was followed for many years, for decades, after electricity became popular, is B'davka Mitzvah Shabbos to make Havdalah on electricity. How can you make on electricity? It must be that electricity is the real deal. It's Boirei Me'orei Ho'esh. And if it's Boirei Me'orei Ho'esh, it will impress upon people that next week, when it comes Shabbos, don't you dare turn on the lights. Because turning on the lights is Chil Shabbos of B'chol Moshvo Sechem Lo Sevaru Esh B'chol Moshvo Sechem. So the fact is, it was done. I mean, there is an issue. The issue is, the Gemara says beferish that you're not allowed, you're not yoytze the avuka, the avdolah from asplak maria, which means it's a question. What exactly this means? It means simply either through a mirror or through a glass. So one interpretation is that if there's someone over there on the other side of the room who has a torch, and I'm standing over here, and I take out my tefillin mirror, and I see, oh, there's a fire over there right behind me. Oh, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'chid Melech Olam, Boirei, Boirei Ho'esh. You're not Yoytze. Oh, that's a bigger chumrah. A glass window would be good then already. This is the leniency. But according to one opinion, when it says Aslakai, it means a mirror. I'm standing away. Where is the fire? The fire is over there. I'm standing, I'm facing this direction. I'm making Havdalah. Where's the Esh? The Esh is over there. Okay, so turn around and make the bracha. See it. You have to see it, right? You have to see it. Oh, no, I don't want to turn around. I'm too lazy. I'll take out my mirror. I'll look in the mirror. Oh, in the mirror I can see the Esh over there. Lo yotza. You're not yotza. Other Rishonim say, that's not what the Gemara means, a bigger chumra. If I am indoors and I see there's a fire burning outdoors through a glass... Through a glass, aspaklaya amyayoitza. I have to be in direct contact with the fire. I cannot have the mechitza of even glass. That's not what we had in mind, Chazal in mind, when they required you to make the bracha borei maresh. Now that changes the equation very much, because incandescent bulbs, I don't know today, have new inventions, have to be contained in order for it to work. It has to be a vacuum seal. Doesn't work. That's the Messias. So that vacuum seal, that is a piece of glass, that is Asplak Maria. And the Gemara, according to one interpretation, it's not all Rishonim. Some say if it means a mirror, then it's good, because a mirror is no good. But looking through a glass would be good. But if you machm, you learn like the Rishonim that says looking through a glass is no good, then it's Loyotza.
Chaim Oyser didn't know that?
Of course he knew that. He passed that it's good. Chaim Oyser passed that it's good. I'm just throwing out the issues. Halacha l'maaseh, you can do it. Understanding what? So now there's another. Now there is one thing that the oilam that all the poiskim are chayish for. This people don't know, and that is if you use an incandescent bulb, it has to be clear, not frosty, not frosted. What is it? Frosted. A regular, almost 90% of the bulbs are frosted bulbs, and frosted bulbs you do not see the filaments. You do not, you just see the bulb. You just see the light. That's how you see the bulb. Therefore, when you look at a bulb, you're not seeing the filament. So therefore, many people can say that you should not use an incandescent bulb if it's frosted. Others disagree, and they say, it's all one cheftza. Since the glass is necessary, the vacuum seal of the glass is necessary in order to produce the light, so the glass, the frost, the glass itself becomes a chelek of the filament. Because if you don't have the glass, it doesn't work. The case of the Gemara is, I don't need the glass. Get rid of the glass. I could see the fire. But if you take away the glass from the bulb doesn't work. So the glass becomes a chelek of the bulb itself. You can make a bracha even on a frosted bulb. Halacha l'maisa, all the poskim say that you should be chayish. Shemesh Rosh Kachalasa says that many poskim say that it's a very big problem. The bulb is not frosted. L'chatil, you only should use a frosted bulb.
No, a clear bulb.
A clear bulb. Okay, another issue is that you're not being mekayimel behidura because you need a navuka. And according to Chazal, navuka means two wicks. L'chara, filament, one bulb is only considered to be one wick. They do? No, they're not. So some want to say, you know, you should do a chandelier. Because a chandelier has multiple bulbs, so therefore that's already considered, even though they're not touching each other, but it's still better than at least using one bulb. Okay, so these are different. And let's now jump to Chanukah. Chanukah is much more complex. Because Chanukah, in the Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, there is a din of a ner, there's an additional din of psila, and a din of shemen. Shemen doesn't have to be oil. Shemen can be fuel. They can be wax. They can be other types of fuel. But being that we are coming to commemorate, the key point of Chanukah is commemoration. Commemoration of what took place in the Beis HaMikdash, of the Nes. And in the Nes, it happened to be Shemen Zayizach. We don't need Shemen Zayizach, but it has to resemble the Nes in some shape or form. If it's going to be electricity, there's no real fuel. The fuel is not on site. The fuel is being produced continuously as time goes on. And there has to be a shemen, that's the fuel, the psila. Okay, that's going to be the wick. The wick is the filament is going to be the psila. And you need a nail, the receptacle. So an incandescent bulb would be much better. You have to have, it's not so similar to having incandescent bulbs and having incandescent bulbs in their Hanukkah. But fluorescent LED bulbs are very problematic for the lighting of Chanukah. Chanukah menorah, that's when so many parts of them say you cannot make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha lahalik ner shel Chanukah using certainly LEDs and fluorescent. If you're using incandescent, it's also a problem because it's not similar to the nes of Chanukah, where at least all of the fuel, the shemen, is contained in the receptacle. Now going to Bedikas Chometz. Bedikas Chometz is the most lenient of them all for one very simple reason. You don't make a bracha. There is no bracha. And the bracha is, you make a bracha, but the bracha is, I'll be your chometz. You don't make a bracha, lahalik ner. Therefore, Rav Moshe even writes, lechatchila, you should use a flashlight. A flashlight, because the verse was sakana, chamida sakanta yose meisura, number two, it's the purpose is the or. The Chazal are clear as day. The purpose is the or. You have to have illumination. A flashlight today provides better illumination with precision than a candle. There's no sakada. So in fact, it's a very big hiddur. Okay, so then the person will say, tradition. Tradition, you have to follow tradition. Hey, I think the very common meaning I've seen is you start off with a candle for about 60 seconds. The 60, you make the bracha with the candle to makayim minog Yisrael Torah, not to take minog Yisrael lightly, and then very quickly, you switch from the candle to the flashlight. Now, what about a broiler? Broiler, so the broiler is definitely good. There's no question about it. L'chol
ha'poskim.
Okay, what about a broiler? A broiler, no question about it, it's good. You take a liver and you put a liver in an electric boiler. The only thing that counts is eish, is heat, is eish. Chazal say the eish draws the blood. Any type of eish that you can produce will draw the blood. Now let me just go back. I wanted to mention about, and then it came back to memory, is about the inyan that it's not an av malach, it's only a talada. So some want to say that you shouldn't, that's a reason why you shouldn't make the bracha l'halik ner shel Shabbos on electricity. Because electricity, even on an incandescent bulb, it's not an av malacha. That's where that distinction comes into play. As you mentioned before, lighting an incandescent bulb is an issur deraisa, but it's not an av malacha. It's a toilada. A toilada for us has almost no nafkamina. A toilada is the same chi of karis for a toilada. But it's still a toilada. Therefore, someone has said that when Chazal gave us the mitzvah of lahalik ner shel Shabbos, it should be with the type of lahalik ner shel Shabbos that's an av melacha. It's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush to say this. Well, that everyone does, because since the Iker light in the house anyway, in Echanami, okay, Echanami was all Hidurim, but let's talk about the Iker HaMitzvah. It's a very, this is like one of the most interesting ideas he has over this idea, is it has to be in the Torah, when we light on Shabbos, a candle, Erev Shabbos, is to show, Loi Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh V'Osechim V'yom HaShabbos. In Echanami, you turn on electric lights, it's Eish, it's everything you possibly want, but it's not an Av Melocha. It's only a toilada. There's a chiv chorus and a chiv skila, and you get the whole 9 yards. But it's not an av melacha. Mainly when you go into Shabbos, all of the hidurim, and you lit the ish before Shabbos, not on Shabbos, there's definitely a hidur, forget about tradition, at least according to some, in that the ish should be an ish of an av melacha, which lighting a candle. Yeah?
Don't you put on the candles first before the Shabbos?
Yes, you put on the candles, then you make Shabbos the bracha. Yet. But that's the point. That the point is you're doing it before Shabbos and not on Shabbos. And what you're doing before Shabbos will go into Shabbos. In order to be mekayim, lo sevaru esh, don't kindle the fire beyom HaShabbos, but kindle the fire before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. So when you mekayim this, you mekayim this with an av, but you want to be mekayim, it's also, there's a mitzvah. You want to be mekayim the esh on Shabbos with a hider of doing an av melacha, not with a toilada. It's an interesting idea. Okay, one other last thing. What about Yom Kippurim? Mitzvah Yom Kippurim. Mitzvah Yom Kippurim, we make Havdalah. And you need a mitzvah, you need a ner shavas.
Yeah.
Ner shavas. So let's say I left the light, I forgot to light a candle, but I left on the lights. I left on an incandescent bulb. A clear incandescent bulb was on the entire Yom Kippur. So can I make the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh on the mekayim ner sheshavas motzoi Yom Kippur? What?
You would need two of
it.
Why would you need two?
Like a avuka. Oh, avuka. That we said before, you're not going to have an avuka. An avuka, the chandelier, you're not going to have that. That's if you don't, if you light on the light bulb, so that's not an eco. But so the Paiskim say, even though it's called Borei Ma'ori Ho'esh, but it's not called Ner Sheshavas, because the electricity that produced the light was not around 24 hours ago. Was not 24. So therefore, Mitzoy Yom Kippur has a different
unless
set of rules.
It's a
unless, even battery, even if it's a battery, even if it's a battery, it's not the same, because it's a chemical current. It's a current that is producing new. Even if it's a battery, it's no good. Because
how about lighting on Yom Kippur?
No.
Switch. When I grew up, people would do it. Now,
right.
They don't do it.
Okay, so Me'ikar HaDin, possibly it's motor. Me'ikar HaDin, there is such a thing. There is such an opinion. But we don't do it. We don't do it. It's a zilzul. Yeah. There is.
Because there are
other issues. Besides the issue of Havara, there's an issue of Boineh. You're also completing circuits. Makeh B'Patash, Tikkun Moneh. There are more issues than just lighting the Havara. There are other technical halach issues in lighting.
Your question was about newspapers and Shabbos. You said it was Bona and Shabbos, but electricity is Bona and Shabbos.
It's new. It's in Echanami, but you're not doing anything. It's already there. I don't know. Okay, then, let's quickly just one more last thing to summarize. A broiling liver, so he said, is perfectly permitted. What about a microwave? You put a liver in a microwave. So that is no good. Putting a liver in a microwave, because that is not an external source of heat. Heat, when you kasher a liver, you need an external source of heat to draw out the blood. Microwave heats up the water molecules in the food itself. That is not...
It's like if you would put a hot plate. A hot metal
yeah.
To the middle of the liver.
It's no good.
And it would boil it up.
It's no good. You need an external to draw, not in the center. So the bottom line is, we presented 5/6 things. Shabbos, lighting Chanukah candles, Havdalah, Digas Chametz, livers, Ner Sheshavas, Yom HaKippurim, and what is so fascinating is, each one of these things has a different halacha. Because the question is, what is what the Torah wants in this matzav? Shabbos, the Iker is the Or. The Or, Mimela B'dievet, it's good.
And for each one, they sell different candles. You buy Havdalah candle, you buy a Hanukkah candle.
Havdalah, the Iker is Eish. You have to have Eish. But there's a din of Asplak Maria. And that becomes a very big problem. Hanukkah, there's a din of Zecher L'Neis. B'digas chametz, it's or, and there's no bracha. There's no bracha. Ner shavas, it has to be from it has to be there from beginning to end. And liver, it's a din eish. We don't care that it's electricity, there's fuel, there's no fuel. Who cares about this? There's no bracha. The only thing that counts is tachlis. Is there eish or not? There's eish, even though the fuel is tali b'das acherim, it's tali b'das yodas, it doesn't make a difference. You have fire that pulls out the heat, that's all good enough. Each area of halacha has its own special lumdis based upon this little complex thing that's called eish and how we break it up into its parts. Okay, we'll stop here.